Singly Weber, 9 o'clock sharp on a Tuesday morning, and instead of Sefer Mitzvot, Tisha B'Av on the 10th.
Correct. Okay. So I thought to deviate Sefer. So not surprisingly, there's nothing in Sefer HaMitzvot about Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av historically happened well after the close of
Meraglim.
No, it's a nice idea, but Tisha B'Av, you know, is over Churban Beis HaMikdash. Happens to be, we believe the Meraglim happened on that day also, and it's a day that's Miyuchad the Puranos. But it's not a Torah Shebichsav idea, although the idea of fasting might be a Torah Shebichsav idea, but Tisha B'Av is not. Okay? Now, everybody knows that this year, like Shivasar B'Tammuz came out on Shabbos, and so we fasted on Sunday. Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, and we fast on Sunday. The general rule is that when a fast day falls out on Shabbos, what do we do with that fast day?
We postpone it,
right? But the general rule of Akdume Puranusa Lo Makdiminan, we don't want to move forward bad things. We delay bad things, we don't move forward bad things. Halachic, you know, halacha basically, you know, says you should procrastinate with respect to bad things. Now, let's just, to get a sense for it, that rule allows us to, there are six fast days during the course of a year. They're all of different levels, okay? Yom Kippur doesn't count because it's d'oraisa. It's d'orcha Shabbos. Right, we don't have to discuss what happens if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. The answer is, you fast on Shabbos. Okay, Yom Kippur cannot fall out on a Friday, but it does fall out pretty frequently on Shabbos. And, you know, the big thing is, what's the big thing? You don't say Avinu Malkeinu till Ne'ilah. Other than that, you know, it's Tisha B'Av like any other Tisha B'Av. You just add Shabbos things to davening. The other outlier of the fasts, if we talked about Tisha B'Av, if we talk about Yom Kippur as being the most significant, what's the least significant fast day?
Tanis Esther.
And what happens when Tanis Esther falls out on Shabbos, as happens very often? We move it up. We don't push it back. The rule of Akdume Puranusa Lo Makdiminan, that you can't move up a fast day, doesn't apply to Tanis Esther. For two reasons. One, practically speaking, what?
Megillah.
No, practically speaking, you're right, it has to be before Purim. It doesn't make sense for it to be after Purim. And so if pushing Tanis Esther meant pushing Purim, so of course we wouldn't do it. But an equally significant reason is that Tanis Esther is not that sad. It's not Puranus. Nobody said on Tanis Esther, because we know the end of the story, right? Which is why when you fast on Tanis Esther, you know, it doesn't, nobody thinks not to listen to music on Tanis Esther. It doesn't fit into that group of fasts because it ends happily.
Also, Tanis Esther took place when we fast also. It wasn't on Pesach.
Correct.
So that's another but reason we, why.
Okay. So now we're left with the four fast days, okay? And everybody knows the rule is, right? Now we're left with Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Teves, Shivasar B'Tammuz, and Tisha B'Av. And generally speaking, again, rule of Akdume Purnus Alom Makdiminan, when it falls out on Shabbos, it always gets pushed off. But that's also kind of not really true, in the sense that Tzom Gedalia, you have no choice. Right? Tzom Gedalia is after a two-day holiday called Rosh Hashanah. So the option of moving it up, as it happens historically, just to know, the murder of Gedalia happened on Rosh Hashanah.
Thank you.
Okay? But we don't fast on Rosh Hashanah, obviously, except for one strange shita that we do. I mean, that has nothing to do with Tzom Gedalia. Okay? So Tzom Gedalia, you know, practically speaking, Tzom Gedalia couldn't have been moved up, even if we wanted it to be. Okay? Next is Asar B'Teves. Asar B'Teves can never fall out on Shabbos. Our calendar is set up in such a way that Asar B'Teves can never fall out on Shabbos. Strangely, it's the only fast day that can fall out on Friday. And in our lifetimes, it's happened a bunch of times.
Yeah.
And it's weird. Yeah. It's just weird to go into Shabbos while you're fasting, and Mincha is strange, you know. But okay. And there's some interesting facts about Asar B'Teves. But we've now moved our general rule about fast days to be only applicable to two fast days. Shivasar B'Tammuz, which just happened, right? In theory, they could have moved Shivasar B'Tammuz till before Shabbos. That's the rule they don't. Of course, then it would have expanded to 3 weeks, I suppose, unless you move Tisha B'Av up. And then you have Tisha B'Av. But what I want to talk about today, and most of the sources I stole from a shiur that Rav Asher Weiss gave, but the sources are famous and they're basic, is that there's something unique about Tisha B'Av and pushing it off to the 10th that doesn't apply to other fast days. Anybody want to guess before we look inside? Correct. One of the options for Tisha B'Av lechatchila was the 10th. Now, that would have required, obviously, renaming the fast. Okay? Because you understand that Tisha B'Av is a date, right? Like Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. So in theory, you could do it on a different day, right? But you couldn't do Tisha B'Av on a different day, okay? But that's out there. So the question is, could it be the case that because Tisha B'Av could have been on the 10th, again, we pask in the 9th, that when it is on the 10th, it has a different din. Okay? Normally what we say is as follows. Like Shivasar B'Tamas, we say as follows. Shivasar B'Tamas this year was a nidfe. So what does that mean? So sometimes for practical purposes, for people who are sick, for nursing mothers and what have you, there's more room to be makil, because you say, somehow the fast is less important, sounds insulting, but it has a lesser level of importance, because once you couldn't fast on the date itself, on the 17th, so okay, we have to fast on the 18th, but there's more room to be makil in certain circumstances. Could it be that that's not the case when it comes to Tisha B'Av? Okay, so let's start at the beginning. Let's start with the most basic and famous Gemara in Tainis Chavtes Amud Aleph, which is the Gemara about, you know, whether Tisha B'Av is the right date and how we know that Tisha B'Av is the right date. And there's a bunch of interesting things in this Gemara unrelated to the Shir. So the Mishnah there, you know, basically lists the fast days. Why do you fast on Tisha B'Av? Because Charav Habayit Barishona. Because the Beit HaMikdash, the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av. And we'll see, once we determine, it's really funny, there's proofs for the first Beit HaMikdash being destroyed on Tisha B'Av. And once they kind of make that up, then it was easier to just say the second one also was destroyed on that day, even though there's less historical proofs. But here's a fascinating thing. Here's the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. How do you know that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av? Dichtiv, a pasuk in Malachim, the closest we have to a Tanakh description of the destruction, says as follows. Uvachodesh HaChamishi, what's that? Right. Nisan Iyar Sivan Tamuz Av. Bachodesh HaChamishi B'Shiv'a LaChodesh. Okay, the 7th. He shnat tisha esrei shana lamelach Nebuchadrezzar melech Bavel. Okay, the 19th year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar. Ba Nebuzardan rav tavachim eved melech. The chief butcher Nebuzardan, the servant of Nebuchadnezzar, came. And what did he do? Eved melech Bavel Yerushalayim vayisrof et beit Hashem. Okay, what's the problem? Right. The pasuk says pretty clearly that the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed on the 7th. Okay, so what's going to happen? This is obviously going to be another pasuk. Now, uktiv in Yirmiyahu, I'm on the third line towards the end, uvachodesh hachamishi, again, that's Av, be'asar lachodesh, on the 10th, he shnat sha'asrei shana lamelch nevuchad retzar melech bavel, ba nevuzardan rav tavachim. It's almost the exact same pasuk. Right? Only it has a different date. Amad lifnei melech bavel yushalayim and destroyed the Beit HaMikdash. Okay? So we have one pasuk that says it happened on the 7th. We have one pasuk that says it happened on the 10th. What do we do?
Sure.
So here comes the Gemara. Vitanya. The Brisa says as follows. It works out the problem. E'ef shalomar b'shiva shehare kfar ne'mar be'asar. It can't be the 7th, because one pasuk says it was the 10th. V'ef shalom be'asar shehare kfar ne'mar b'shiva. It can't be the 10th, because another pasuk says the 7th. Haketzad. How do we sort of merge these two psukim? Answers the Braisa. B'shiva nichnesu nachrim leheichal. On the seventh, they entered into Beit HaMikdash. Ve'achlu ve'kilkulu bo shvi'i shmini. And they kind of defamed it, debased it, insulted it by sitting there and being disrespectful on the 7th and the 8th, and they had a party in the Beis HaMikdash the 7th and the 8th. Tishii samuch lachashecha, and on the 9th, near, let's say, mincha time, near the end of the day, hitzitu bo et ta'ur, they lit the Beit HaMikdash on fire, v'haya dolek v'holech kol ayom kulo, and it burnt that day and the next. Shenemar oy lanu ki pana yom ki yitz lalei erev. Oh, you know, woe is to us as the day comes to an end. You know, this terrible thing is happening. Let's just work this through. How does it happen that one pasuk says 7, one pasuk says 10, and we say 9? Because we understood that both psukim represent some part of the Churban, and they bookend the real Churban, meaning on the 7th they came into the Beit HaMikdash, so on some level that was the Churban, because we were done with, they broke in, right? On the 10th it was burnt. Okay, but now which day matters? So if they broke it on the 7th and the 10th it was burnt, how does it work? So we say on the 7th and the 8th, and I guess the 9th also, they debased the Beit HaMikdash, they had picnics, they worshipped, whatever they did, and towards the end of the 9th they lit it on fire. Now you could certainly say from this Gemara, from this Brisa, that the 7th might have been a day for fasting, you know, the 8th, the 9th, the 10th. Okay? But the Gemara seems to say that the 10th was really the day of the physical destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. So what do we do with this? The answer is, the Gemara says we fast on the 9th, but comes along Rav Yochanan, second to last full line, end of the line, says, V'hayu d'amar Rav Yochanan, ilmalei hayiti ba'oto hador. Rav Yochanan says, had I been there when this decision was being made, lo kiva'ativ ela ba'asiri, I would have made, again, tish'a ba'av on the 10th. Why? Simple. Mipnei sherubo shel heichal bo nisraf. Because if you ask me, what was the day on which the Beit HaMikdash was really destroyed? He says the physical destruction of Beit HaMikdash took place overwhelmingly on the 10th. One second. So then, why did they disagree? No one disagrees with that fact. So v'rabbanan, why they make it on the 9th? Atchalta de puranusa adifa. It's true, it mostly burnt on the 10th, but the beginning, when it was torched at the beginning, that's when it was done. Meaning, yes, it had to burn another day, 2 days, 3 days, but once they set it on fire in the afternoon of the 9th, it was done for. Right? There was nothing that could be done to fix it, and therefore, you know, either literally Atchula de Puranisa Adifa, that the beginning of the Puranut, of the tragedy, is what we mourn, or the broader view that it's not so much the beginning of the tragedy as the irreversibility of what happened, right? Once they say, like, you know, if you're a fireman, or if you've ever watched, when I was a kid, I used to go watch fires. I don't know whether there were so many fires in Long Beach. I used to ride my bike, and see, you know. But the thing is, the fireman, at some point, it's over. All they're trying to do is stop it from spreading. Right? Like, otherwise, they'll just let it burn out. And because there's nothing they could do. Right? If they dropped all the water in the world, it wouldn't help. So the answer is, once it started burning, it was irreversible, and we were done for, and the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Okay? So, yes?
As a matter of fact, we keep our veil to
Right. So that's sure. certainly why... You know, the idea is until Chatzos of the next day, you know, there is a veil, because the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash really happened mostly, which is why this year it doesn't carry over.
Right?
When we fast this year on Sunday, the 10th, when it's over, it's over. You know, you can do all the things you've been refraining from doing, you do that night, because you're already on the next day. Okay. So, here what you see is, it could have been the case, you know, there was a machlokas as to what day Tisha B'Av should be, and we passed in the 9th, but there was good reason for the 10th. Now, I want to point out something else, which is interesting. The old city as it exists today is different than the old city as it was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. But size-wise, you know, it's not that different. And when you think about it, it's really an amazing thing when you think about it. Shivasa B'tavos, we fast for what reason? Because the walls were breached. Okay, in 67, you know, it took the Tzanchanim, okay, there were, you know, 10 minutes to walk, you know, from the walls to the Beit HaMikdash. It really is, you know, like a historical statement to how strong the opposition was and to how radical we were in the sense that, kill me, you know, it was house to house. Because it doesn't take 3 weeks. Now, what this Gemara does is knock a few days off the 3 weeks. Because the Gemara says already on the 7th they were in.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 2 weeks and 5 days. It doesn't change the fact, even a week means the fighting must have been, you know, really over every inch of the old city. Because it's just not that big. Okay. So now we have our question. The question that we want to raise, and when you look at this Gemara, is, okay, great. So we paskin the 9th. But what about this year? This year we can't fast on the 9th. So how does it work? Normally you say, okay, well, the fast is the 9th, and there's something called Tashlumin. You know, there's a day to make it up. And so since it's only the makeup day, there are all these kulos that are associated with the makeup day because it's only a makeup day. But might it be the case that this year we say it's not a makeup day? This year, we know the fact. The fact is most of the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed on the 10th. So why don't we say this year that the 10th is not the makeup for the 9th, but the 10th is Tisha B'Av. And I'll show you, you know, practical. It matters the most, and we'll come to this at the end, but it matters the most for something called Shavua Shechal Bo. Okay? The way the morning works is, you know, the Rav made this point many times. It's such a beautiful idea. That it's the opposite of how we mourn. Okay? How does it work? God forbid somebody dies. One of the Zion Krovim die. So the first day, Aninus, is the most brutal. Right? Then you have the first 3 days of Shiva. Then you have Shiva itself. It was very, very hard, but lesser than the first day. Then you have Shloshim. Again, harsh, but less than Shiva. Then you have Yud Beis Chodesh, assuming it's a parent. You know, which again, so it starts... And then it moves down. With respect to what's called Avelos Yishana, mourning for something, it's the exact opposite. Because you can't just jump into it. So you have 3 weeks, you know, of some level of mourning. Then you have 9 days. Then you have Shavua Shechalbo. Shavua Shechalbo Tisha B'Av, meaning the week in which Tisha B'Av falls. And then you have Tisha B'Av itself. And then it gets lesser at Chatzos, and then less the next day. Okay? So the question is, halacha l'maisa. For Sfaradim, it's a bigger question. For Ashkenazim, we don't have that much of a difference, but we do have some differences, and I'll show you. In fact, when I used to work, so not shaving was a problem at work. So I only didn't shave on Shavua Shechalbo. There was what to be somechan, you know, it was a way around it. Is there Shavua Shechalbo this year or not? Okay? What's the machlokes?
Well,
the machlokes is, I think, the point I just raised. Meaning, is Tisha B'Av still Tisha B'Av, but we can't fast because it's Shabbos, in which case you have a full week of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av would be the week before Tisha B'Av, right? It would have all the chumros that Avelus have. Okay, but because you can't fast on Tisha B'Av, so we'll fast on Sunday. But if you say, no, this year, when Tisha B'Av doesn't fall out on Shabbos, it falls out on Sunday. We fast the 10th as if it was the 9th. It's going to be a machlokas, I'm telling you.
There would be no Shabbos.
No, when Tisha B'Av is Sunday, as happens pretty often, then there's no Shavuot Shechal Bo. But there'll be a machlokas this year, and I think it's exactly our point. If Tisha B'Av is really Shabbos, but what do you do? You can't fast, so we'll defer it. There'll be a makeup date on Sunday. Then, arguably, the whole week is Shavua Shechal Bo. But if Tisha B'Av is Sunday, because we're fasting the 10th this year, not as a makeup of the 9th, but because that's how it has to be. then there would be no Shavuot Shechalba. We'll come back to all of this. Now, look. Okay, quick.
I know that Yom Kippur falls on Shabbat is Yom Kippur.
Right.
Why does Chazal not have the power to something like this to make Tisha on Shabbat as well? They can.
No, they can't.
Chazal can do anything.
What?
They can take your property. They can cancel your marriages.
No.
Why can't they just say,
you
know,
this? I wish they could cancel your marriage.
Why can't they say?
No, they don't. We have a good. It's an overstatement. That you could just, they could do anything you want. Yeah.
Is Tisha B'Av not so strong when it's
That's what we're talking about. So if it's a nidcha, then there's more room to be mekel. Right? Let's say, you know, if you're in your 90s, then
he's only 90.
You know, there's more room to be makil. On the other hand, if Tisha B'Av is really the 10th this year, then there's no more room to be makil. Let's learn. Second source, the Gemara in Megillah, Hey Amud Aleph, fascinating, says as follows. There's only two Gemaras really. There's the Gemara in Tainis and the Gemara in Megillah. Here the Gemara says, Avozman Atzei Kohanim V'tish'a B'av V'chagiga V'hakel. I'll explain. Ma'acharin V'lo Makdimin. These are kind of minor fasts. Zman Atzei Kohanim, there were different families whose jobs it was to supply wood, dry wood, for the Beit HaMikdash to burn on the Mizbeach and for the Ner Tamid. They had private family holidays on the day that they brought wood to the Beit HaMikdash. So the answer is, if that fell out on Shabbos, or Tish'a B'av, or Karban Chagiga, or the Mitzvah of Hakel, we push these days back and not forward. Tish'a B'av, why? That's what we started with. Because Akdu Me Puranut Lo Mikadmi. Because we do not bring forward bad things. Okay? We only push them off. That's what we discussed at the beginning. Now, our issue was raised by the Turi Evan on the Gemara and Megillah. The Turi Evan in source number 3 says as follows. The Turi Evan wants to know as follows. V'hadi yahiv taima l'tish'a b'av mishum akdu me puranut lo makdaminan. He says, the Gemara says that we don't move Tisha B'Av up to the 8th if it falls out on Shabbos, because we don't move forward bad things. He says, kashali lamali hai taima. Why do we need this reason? Tepukle, why don't we just say kevan de bizmano e efshar la'achar yom ha'asiri adiv tfei mila akdume. He says, why doesn't the Gemara say, forget the rule of akdume puranus alom akdumina? Why does the Gemara say, well, I can't fast on the 9th because it's Shabbos. Why don't I fast, but instead I'm going to fast on the 10th. Why? Dehabasov perik dalad de tainis, the Gemara we read already. Rabbi Yochanan, ilmale hayisi ba'osodor lo kavati ela ba'asiri. Rabbi Yochanan says, l'chatchila I was going to make Tisha B'Av on the 10th. Mipnei sherubo shel heichal nisrafbo. Now it's true. V'rabbanan at chalusa de puranusa adifa. They say it should be on the 9th because that's when the fire was set. So fine, he says, v'ha b'chol Tisha B'Av lios b'Shabbos, but if Tisha B'Av, when it falls out on Shabbos, de'ef shal lehit anot ba'at chalata de puranut, havadai afil rabbanan al kol panim ra'uy lekovo lehit anot ba'asiri sherubo shel heichal nisrafbo mila akdume. The Turi Evan asks our question. The Turi Evan has a technical question. He says, the Gemara says when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, we don't move it forward, we move it back to the 10th. Why? Because there's a rule that we always defer bad things. Says the Turi Evan, why do I need the rule of we always defer bad things? Why don't I just say it was a machlokes to begin with, whether you fast on the 9th or the 10th. So obviously, if you can't fast on the 9th, fast on the 10th. Not because there's a rule of we don't bring forward bad things, but because that probably was the right, that could have been the right day to begin with. That's the day that L'chol HaDeos, the Beis HaMikdash, was destroyed. You with me?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. That's the question we raised. And that's the fundamental question. Why do we say, in fact, that this year we're fasting on the 10th? Because we have 2 days we could have fasted on. We paskin to fast on the 9th, because that's the beginning of the fast. That's the beginning of the Puranut. When you can't fast on the 9th, it's not that it's nidcha to the 10th. We fast on the 10th, lechatchila. not as a form of tashlumin. And again, just to nail it down, so shivasar b'tamuz, which falls out on Shabbos, there's no machlokes about what day shivasar b'tamuz should be. So when it's pushed off to the 18th, as it was this year, it loses a level of importance because it's not on the same day. Okay, so you know, for sick people and nursing mothers and whatever, there's more room to be makil. But the Turi Evan says, but maybe we shouldn't say that with respect to Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av this year happens to be on the 10th, lechatchila, not because it's a nidcha.
They do say Shvasar Tzimuz was really on the Roman period.
On the 9th, I know, but the 18th was not one of the choices.
No, but they want to collect a group of things that one could be mourning for
but
all
the,
in
again,
one day.
But the 18th was never one of the choices. You're right that the 9th was
and
one of the
ninth,
choices, but it wouldn't have mattered to do it. The 18th would still be an infant.
Right.
Okay, we'll read the answer just for fun. We don't need the answer. He says, V'shema Yeshlomar, maybe the reason why the Gemara uses the rule of Akdume Purinus Alom Akdamin, and instead of just saying the 10th, Mishum Damrin and Hassan Bizayin Nichnasu Nachim Lahechal Va'achlova Kil Kulubo, because when we read that Gemara, it says they entered the Beis Hamikdash on the 7th and they defiled it. They defiled it on Zayin Chet Vitet Samuch Lachashecha Hitzitu Boetar Vahayad Dolek Vaholech Kolayom Kulo Vahadifa Aliba de Rabbanon Mehai Time of the Ba'asiru Rubo Shalechal Nisraf. He says basically, if you read the Gemara, you could have said, you know what? There's a reason to fast on the 10th, but there's also a reason to fast on the 8th. Right? Because bad stuff happened on the 8th. So maybe he says, you know, the Gemara felt the need to use the rule of Akdume Pornus Alom Akdaminan. But again, the question, which is our question, remains strong, and that is, maybe the fast of Tisha B'Av this year is Lechatchila on the 10th and not Tashlumen. Okay?
It's not the Gemara.
Exactly. Okay. One more Gemara, then we'll get to the halachos. Source number 4. This is, you know, this is the Gemara Megillah that I didn't read before. The second Gemara that really matters. It's a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina." Story: Rebbe natan nitiya bePurim. Rebbe planted something on Purim, which is a questionable act because Purim you're not supposed to do malacha. Maybe okay. Verachatz bikrona shel tzipori b'shivasar b'tamuz. That's a harder one because we're allowed to bathe on Shivasar B'tamuz, but he did it in public, something that we don't understand why. And here's the thing we need. Ubikesh la'akor tish'a ba'av. V'lo hodulo. Who wants to translate that? Ubikesh la'akor tish'a ba'av. So the simple reading is, he wanted to do away with Tisha B'Av. But of course, that can't be. Right?
Okay, so you know,
if you want to get rid of Tzom Gedalia, fine, I'm all in. But what does it mean you want to get rid of Tisha B'Av? I mean, Tisha B'Av, you know, we'll see, it just can't be. So let's just play it through. But of course, they didn't listen to him. Amar lefan of Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda. Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda says, wrong. You're smearing Rabbi, that's not true. Rabbi lo kach haya ma'asa. That's not what he wanted. Ela Tisha B'Av shachal liyot b'Shabbat hava. No, he didn't want to uproot regular Tisha B'Av. He wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av like this year, Shechal Yot B'Shabbat. U'dechinuhu la'achar ha-Shabbat. And it was pushed off to Sunday. V'amar Rebbe, ho'il v'nidche yidache. It's still shocking. So Rebbe said, no, since you already pushed off to the 10th, let's just not have Tisha B'Av this year. Because already, you know, it's the wrong day. We won't have Tisha B'Av. V'lo hodu chachamim. One second. V'lo hodu chachamim. And chachamim said, no way. Okay, now be upset.
No, I'm saying there wasn't after the first Bayit Rishon was rebuilt by a chain before it was destroyed.
Yeah.
There was a machloka that.
Okay,
that,
good.
That doesn't.
So it's clear that Rebbe's working within a time where, let's say, I would say Rebbe's working within a time similar to the time we have now, where we fast. But we acknowledge, it's what I wanted to talk about it today, but I gave that share last year. But maybe I'll give it next week anyway, because it's really good and interesting. But, you know, when we look up a halacha, so we know you have to fast on Tisha B'Av, but it's much more complicated than that. It really depends historically.
What's his main
because
motivation?
One day, what?
What was his main motivation?
No, so the Gemara says, well, because it was nidcha to Sunday, so let's be dochet completely. So, right, so Avram points out, it must also be in a time where it was maybe voluntary to fast. maybe the Bayis Sheni was still standing. In which case, huh?
Oh, no, well, Rabbi Yochanan was, right, Rabbi Yochanan
this
was
is really
after,
Rabbi,
but
no, Rabbi was, no, Rabbi was later than Rabbi Yochanan. Right, so it can't be.
Yeah.
Okay.
There must be some other reason.
No, no, but it could be at a time where there wasn't, maybe the persecution had lessened or something, and they kind of stabilized themselves. You get that sense. But certainly this is against, I'm here trying to sell you on, you know, the 10th being the real day, and now you have a Gemara that seems to say otherwise. But it turns out the Gemara is not as simple as it seems.
They never
flip
are.
Over.
They never are.
Flip over. And there's an interesting Tosfos that tries to redeem Rebbe and raises other issues for us. Tosfos says on our Gemara, Ubikesh la'kar Tisha B'av lo hodu la. Rebbe wanted to get rid of Tisha B'av and they didn't agree with him. Kasha asks Tosfos, question that each of us wanted to ask, question that Bruce would ask if he spoke Aramaic and was respectful. Okay. Hey chisal gadaitoch dahai tana de Rebbe hayirotza lakor tisha b'av legamre. It can't be that the Gemara means what it says. Rebbe showed up and he was going to uproot tisha b'av. Va'amrinan kol ha'ochel v'shote b'tisha b'av eino ra'eh b'nechama shel Yerushalayim. It's sort of just philosophically like, you know, we think that we tie our mourning to the joy that will one day come. If you don't mourn, you don't merit the joy. Vahod, and he says, forget that. Just technically, halachically, dehaein beitin yachol levatel divrei beitin chaveiro, Elohim ken gadol heimenu bechachma ubeminyan. The general rule why we are stuck with certain things that might otherwise, you know, we might otherwise want to refine is, we don't have the numbers or the ability, right? Rebbe can't uproot that which Chazal did, that what Anshe Knesset HaGdola did. He doesn't have that kind of authority. So how could it be? So tell us again. He doesn't believe that Rebbe would want to be Oker Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av is fundamental to our claim to the ultimate joy of Tisha B'Av. Second, even if he wanted to, he couldn't. Why is it recorded in the Gemara? So Tosa says as follows: V'yesh lomar d'lo ratza la'okro ela michumra sheyesh bo yoser mishar taniot. Okay, this is not what we've been discussing, but we'll take a 2-minute detour to explain this. In the Navi in Zechariah, there's one pasuk that deals with all four fast days. Right? They come to him and he says, Koma Hashem Tzvakot, Tzoma Revi'i, Vitzoma Chamishi, Vitzoma Ashivi'i, Vitzoma Asiri, Yehiyu Lebeit Yisrael L'Sason L'Simcha, V'Ha'emet V'Hashalom Ehavu. Okay? I didn't really need the end of that. I just was showing off that. I know the whole puzzle. Okay. Oops. Sometimes you'll have to show off. Should I do it again? I can do it again. Okay, fine. Now, in that pasuk, all four fast days are exactly the same. So how did it happen that on three fast days we have 12-hour fasts, you could take a shower, you could anoint yourself? I personally enjoy anointing myself. Okay? That's not a phrase you use very often. Okay? What do you? This morning, I have to admit, I anointed myself.
Putting on
wasn't
axe.
What?
Putting on axe.
Okay. Okay, so now, so how did it happen that Tisha B'Av became, and by the way, the interesting thing is, the only model we ever had for a fast is Yom Kippur. Right? There's no other fast. And so, how did they make up this thing? So the answer is, without going into it, but the answer is, when they made it up, the fasts were optional. Again, what the Gemara says is, the Gemara asks a question. These people came to Zechariah, okay, 5-minute detour, but it's great stuff. These people came to Zechariah, and they said, Ha'evke b'chodesh ha'chamishi, hi nazer kasher asiti zeh kameshanim.
Again, you knew them.
Okay, but I gave a share this 100 times. Believe me, I don't know Zechariah by heart, but I know that apostle by heart. What was it? A delegation came from Bavel in the fourth year of the reign of Daryavesh. In the second year of the reign of Daryavesh, he gave permission for us to build the Beit HaMikdash. We finished in the sixth. So the way I imagine it, you know, this scaffolding on the Harabais, right? This big fences you can't see, but this gigantic track, you know, earth-moving equipment, you could see. They're building the Beit HaMikdash. So these people who still live in the five towns, let's say, right? They go, should we fast?
Right.
You know, we see they're building the Beit HaMikdash, should we fast? So the Tzavi is this impenetrable pasuk. Koma Hashem Tzvakot, Soma Rivivit, Soma Chamish Ivit, Soma, right? You, the Beit Yisrael, the Sasol and Simcha. So asks the Gemara, well, which is it? Is it a Tzom, or is it a Sasol and Simcha? Answers the Gemara, it depends. And this is really the halacha. It depends. Bizman Sheyesh Shalom, then Sasol and Simcha. Bizman Sheyesh Shmad, then Tzom. Ein shalom, the ein shmad, neither persecution or great joy. Ratzu mitanin, ratzu ein mitanin. Optional. So then, and that's really nowadays, and that's really been a large part of our history. So now, if that's true, how did Tisha B'Av become a more serious one? So the end says the Gemara, but Tisha B'Av, hoel v'huchbulu bot sarot. Because either more bad things, or the same bad thing, or just it was much worse. So we accepted on ourselves a level beyond the other three fasts. Okay? By the way, why this matters is really an unbelievable thing. But the way this works is you have to really ask yourself, what time period do I live in? So the Rav said, this is really fascinating, the Rav said that during the Holocaust, Gedolei Yisrael fasted all fasts 25 hours with the chumros of Tisha B'Av. Why? Because it was a time of Shmad. And that's the halacha. It's true when you look it up in Shulchan Aruch. One second. It's true when you look it up in Shulchan. Did you fast?
No. The village got up there and it said, Cholilus. Nobody should fast. We should eat at night and then in all day long. But he himself fasted.
Okay, but that's Pikuach Nefesh. But it's fascinating. The answer is, it really depends. It really depends on what time of year, you know, what time of year. I'm sorry, not what time of year. What time in what historical period you live in? It really could have been that in the time of Shmad, right? Okay. So now it comes back. So Rebbe lived in a time where Rebbe said, according to the first answer of Tosus, no, he didn't want to be Oker Tisha B'Av completely. He wanted to be Oker Tisha B'Av from the Chumros that we had accepted upon ourselves. Literally, to roll it back to be like Shivasa B'Tamos. A 12-hour fast on which you could, you know, shower. My favorite.
Anoint.
Right. Okay, etc., etc.
You use the baby anti-diaper wrap.
That's the answer. That's the answer. Okay, don't beat it to death. I made the joke already. Finish. Inami. Last full line. Here's the answer we want more. Yesh lomar diratza laokro mitishii ulikava'o ba'asiri. No, he didn't want to get rid of Tisha B'Av, of course not. But he wanted Tisha B'Av to be moved. Kida'am Rav Yochanan ilu havai hasam kivatio ba'asiri. Rebbe thought he could sort of, you know, revote this issue and get it moved to the 10th. Okay? So the answer is, in the Gemara, Rebbe looks like he's against our idea, you know, because the Gemara says, oh no, Rebbe said once it got moved to the 10th, let's just get rid of it completely. But in Tosus's reading of the Gemara, no. Rebbe's completely on our team, and the 10th matters, because the 10th could have been the day, and he thought the 10th should have been the day. Now,
when he says Nidre, it doesn't mean let's defer it for good.
Correct. Correct.
Let's call it Nidre like we do today.
I don't know. You could be right. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Was Tosfot trying to say?
I don't know that. I don't think Tosfot is relating to that sheet in the Gemara. I think Tosfot is just relating to the first part. I mean, the first part said Rebbe wants to be Oker Tisha B'Av. Then comes along a Mandomer and says, no, he never really wanted to do that. He just wanted to be Oker it when it was already pushed off. But I think Tosfot is ignoring that and saying, no. In the original story, Rebbe, it wasn't this. The original story wasn't that Tisha was pushed off to his son. The original story was Tisha was on the 9th. And either Rebbe wanted to make it less severe, or he wanted to move it to the 10th every year. Okay.
Can I ask that halachal maisa question?
We're about to do, you could ask, but let me do some halachal maisa, maybe I'll answer it. And if not, now let's come halachal maisa and see how this plays out. Okay? What's left this year on Tisha B'Av? Let's ask the question this way. is there any remnant of Tisha B'Av being Tisha B'Av this year when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos? Okay, it's a rhetorical question because I'm prepared to discuss it. Okay, but that's the next part of the shir, right? Is this year the ninth of Av nothing, or and it comes back to this question. So here's an interesting machlokas. We don't really discuss it publicly because we don't talk about these things publicly. But we're all grown ups. Fine. The Shulchan Aruch says in source number 6 in Hilchos Tisha B'Av Tav Kuf Nun Dalet Seif Yud Tes. Imchal Tisha B'Av B'Shabbat, like this year, Mutar B'Kulan, you could do anything that's otherwise prohibited on, including
anointing.
Okay. Afilu B'Tashmish Hamita.
Wow.
You could have relations.
Only if you don't enjoy it.
We're all adults here.
It doesn't.
That was the chemist from Tinek.
I don't believe that's the halacha. But once again, I want to make clear, it's none of my business. Okay? Here we are. So says the Mechaber, this year, on Friday night, you can have Tashmish Hamita. Hagah comes along the Ramah and says, wait, not so fast. V'yesh osrim tashmish hamita v'chein nohagin. Sorry, if you're Ashkenazi, he says the minhag is that this year on Tisha B'Av, you don't have relations, even though it's just a regular Shabbos. What's the explanation for the machlokas? So I would submit, Rav Asher Weiss submitted, and I in his footsteps, that it's our issue that we've been talking about. If Tisha B'Av is really Tisha B'Av this year, but what are you going to do? You can't fast on Shabbos, so it's pushed off Tashlumin to Sunday. So then it makes sense not to fast. And it makes sense that Dvarim Shebitzina, it's true, you have to keep Shabbos like it was a regular Shabbos before Hesia. But Bitzina in private, and nothing is more private than just you and your wife, no relations. But according to the Mechaber, who says it's fine, what must the Mechaber hold? Mechaber must hold, no. This year, Tisha B'Av is the 10th. Mm-hmm. It's not the 9th. There's no remnant of the 9th on Tisha B'Av. And therefore, what we raise is just a theoretical machlokas, really could be the explanation, halacha l'maisa, to the fundamental machlokas about whether it's mutter to have Tashmish Hamita this year on Shabbos Shechol Bo Tisha B'Av.
But can you really play around with this thing every year?
It's not every year. It's always on Shabbos.
Every once in a while.
You being a conservative type,
yeah.
Lower C, small C. You don't like when we do these things.
From Seattle.
But there's no conservative in Seattle. Yes. Are there?
You used to be. You're from Seattle? You're from Seattle?
Must
be
healthy
without the rain.
My son lives in Seattle. I'm from Brooklyn.
Bruce, could you please apologize? Basically, what Bruce said was, "You're a Reformed Jew," and they don't know you're Orthodox, right? That's what Bruce meant by okay, fine. That's the first case. Second case. This goes back to something I'll just repeat it again. For Sfardim, it's interesting. For Sfardim, the 3 weeks don't really exist.
Yeah.
Lahalacha, and the 9 days really don't exist. It's really only Shavu Shechalbo. So now let's ask ourselves the question: is there Shavu Shechalbo this year for Sfardim? And I promise it also applies to Ashkenazim. I'll show you. So here we go. Source number 7, the same Simon in Shulchan Aruch. First Sif Gimel. The Mechaber tells you the rule: Shavu Shechalbo Tisha B'Av Asurim L'Saper. Again, interesting. According to the Mechaber, for Sfarim, you get a haircut till Shavuot Shechalbo. Ulechabes, and to do laundry, things that are also for us for the 9 days or the whole 3 weeks. Afilu eino rotzel lov sho'ata ela lahanicho la'achar Tisha B'Av. Right, you can't do laundry in Shavuot Shechalbo even for after Tisha B'Av. It's a strange halacha, but that's the case. Vafilu eino ela chaluk yachad asur. That week, even if you're stuck, technically speaking, there's no way out. Now, Sif Dalet, La'achar hata'anit, on a regular year, so Motzei Tisha B'Av, Mutar l'saper l'chabes, I'm sorry, I give you background. It's talking about this year. In the case of Tisha B'Av Shechal Yot B'Shabbos, which gets pushed off to Sunday, so right after the fast, La'achar Tanit Mutar L'Saper L'Chabes Miyad. Why? Because it's already the 11th. Ve'imchal Tisha B'Av B'Yom Rishon. O B'Shabbat V'Nidcha La'achar HaShabbat. I was wrong. I have to go back. The Mechaber is saying in a regular year, we don't pass this way, in a regular year, you could do stuff right after. Now, but he says, I'm not sure what that line refers to, I'm sorry. But v'imchal tisha b'av b'yom rishon, if tisha b'av happens to fall out on Sunday, o b'shabbat v'nidcha la'achar ha-shabbat, or if it, no, I was right, I apologize, okay? That's talking about motzei tisha b'av, but now we're talking about shvur shechabo. So he says, imchal tisha b'av b'yom rishon, b'shabbat, on a Sunday, o b'shabbat, like this year, v'nidcha la'achar ha-shabbat, Mutar b'shtei shabbatot, says the Mechaber, there's no such thing as Shvur Shechalbo. It's mutter for you to do laundry the week before, and it's mutter for you to do laundry the week after. Now, the week after is easy, because everybody, you know, that's how we paskin every year. There's no week after. He says, Bein shekodem atanit, bein she'acharav. Now, why would you say that? Because there is no, because the week after there's no such thing as Shvur Shechalbo. But Machab is just saying you might have thought that if Tisha B'Av is on a Sunday and there's no Shvur Shechalbo, so maybe there would be Shvur Shechalbo. You know, technically speaking, the words Shvur Shechalbo Tisha B'Av means the week in which Tisha B'Av falls. So the Machab says it doesn't mean that. It means the week within which Tisha B'Av falls, so long as it's the week before. Okay. But what about the week before? So says the Mechaber, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, or like this year, Shabbos, and it's Nidcha to Sunday, the din is that there is no Shavuot Shechalva. Okay? V'yesh mi shomer, and as a yesh omrim, shenagu le'asor kol Shavuot Shelefanav, know that people have the minhag to keep Shavuot Shechalva, chutz, miyom hei viyom vav, except for like the last 2 days. Okay? Now, the Ramah, we'll come back. The Ramah just says, for us, Ashkenazim, v'nogim lahachmir mitchilat rosh chodesh linyan kibus, we don't have the Shvur Shechalbo prohibition, we have the whole Tisha B'Av, aval tispor nogim lahachmir miyud zayin b'tamuz, and haircuts, the minhag is, again, it doesn't say shaving, haircuts, the minhag is the whole 3 weeks. Okay? But here you see the next application of this din of the Mechaber, of this Machlokas. Meaning, is there Shavuot Shechalbo Tisha B'Av this year or not? So says the Mechaber, like the Mechaber says, you can have Tashmish Hamita on Shabbos, of Shechalbo Tisha B'Av. It means Tisha B'Av is on Sunday this year. It's not a Nidcha. Right? It's not that Tisha B'Av is Shabbos, but we can't fast, so we move to Sunday. No, this year, Tisha B'Av is on the 10th, and therefore Tashmish Hamita is Mutter on Shabbos. And great news, there's no Shavuot Shechalbo. It's true he quoted the second Shita that there is Shavuot Shechalbo, but generally speaking, the rule is when the Mechaber says something and then says Yesh Misha Omrim, we paskin like the first thing the Mechaber says, not the second. Okay? So, according to the Mechaber at least, there's no Shavuot Shechalbo this year. Now, next, here's the always the interesting question. The Bar Mitzvah boy question. Who raised this at the beginning? I thought somebody wanted to talk about it. The Bar Mitzvah boy question. What happens if your Bar Mitzvah is the 10th this year? If your Bar Mitzvah is Motzei Shabbat, where you chaya, you know, so let's play, let's look. I didn't quote you the whole tshuva. The Avnei Nezer has it, number 8. Sheila. Soma Rivi'i v'Tzoma Chamishi Shechalu b'Shabbat v'Nidchu l'Machrato. Okay, they're pushed off like this year, because it always happens the same. Katan Shehigdil l'Machrato Chayav l'Hitanot Olo. Okay, what's the din? Now, before we look at anything, what are the two sides? It's simple. If this year Sunday is a makeup day for Shabbos, then the katan doesn't have to fast d'oraisa. Why? Because he was a katan on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. So he didn't have a, there's no d'oraisa anyway, he didn't have a chiyuv to fast, So therefore, if you don't have a chiyuv, you can't have a makeup, right? So for example, like the easiest case that we know about tashlumin for davening. God forbid you forgot a davening, right? But, so what's the din? You forgot mencha, you have to daven ma'ariv twice.
You're okay? Also on Pesach Sheni.
One second, we'll come back to that in a second. It's an interesting question. But what happens if you, the reason you didn't daven shachas isn't because you forgot, but it's because you were an onen. And mitzat hadin, you are mechuyev to daven shachas. And the answer is, you don't make it up. Because there was, you don't have to make it up because you, there's nothing to be made up. You were potter from shachas. So here too, it says exact same question. If this is a makeup date for the 9th of Av, then you were potter on the 9th of Av, you weren't 13 yet, so you're not chayv the next day. But if the 10th is really the day, so then you're chayv. Right? So fascinating, you know, nafkamina, and it's very similar to the point Bruce wants to make about Pesach Sheni. There too also. What it, you know, it's exactly the same thing. What's the din? If you were bar mitzvah between Yud Dalet Nisan and Yud Dalet Iyar, do you have to bring Pesach Sheni? So the answer is, if Pesach Sheni is a makeup for Pesach Rishon, then you don't, because you weren't chayv in Pesach Rishon. But if Pesach Sheni is a regel bifnei atzmo, similar to ours, that the 10th is really the day this year, then you do. Okay, let's do another source. This one really is halacha lemaisa for us, and you know it happens sometimes. Source number 9. This is the Ramah. This is for everybody. Ubisudat mitzvah kigon brit mila upidyon haben v'siyum mesechet usudat erusin. Right, you can have an engagement during the 9 days, or even during Shavuot Shechalbo. Right, it's funny. You know, these are like in the string of sites. So Brit Milah Pidyon Haben, you finished a Masechta. It was never intended to be what it is now, right? Which is like you see an ad in the newspaper that you can go to this restaurant and there'll be a siyum, you know, every night at 8 o'clock, and so you could eat fleishes, right? I'm not saying that it's, you know, us or anything like that, but it's clear that we've moved it kind of beyond your personal.
Camps do it very often.
Camps do it all the time. Although they don't do it during Shavuot Shechalba. I went to camp for many, many years. Every camp is the same. I can't say every camp is the same. I only went to 2 camps in my life. One was like Torah Vidas. That was like, you know, that's where I got my frum kite, you know. Okay. And Marsha, that's where I met girls. But, you know, I feel like. Anyway, so but there it's understood you could.
Ellie Weber is only joking.
You could cheat during the 9 days.
He met
days,
his wife in shul,
but you can't cheat during Shavuot Shechalbo, where it really is much more significant. Okay, so what's the din this year? It's not, you know, how does it play out? So here's, look at something interesting. So he says if you're invited to one of these meals, then second line, ochlim basav v'shotim yain kol hashayachim l'suuda. If you were invited to the meal. It doesn't say you're a close friend. You're invited to the meal. You could eat meat. He says, "Aval yesh litzamtzein la shelo lahosif." Let's not exaggerate. Okay, we're well past that. He says, but third line from the bottom: "Ubishavua shechal tishaba av bitocha ein leechol basar v'lishtot yain rak minyan mitzumtzam." There he comes down. He says, if it's shavua shechalbo, none of this inviting strangers. You know, it's only really the immediate people, your immediate family. V'zav filu be'erev tisha ba'av shari u'bilvad shelo yu b'suda shemafsik ba. He says that even if you have a bris tisha b'av in the morning, the family could eat fleishiks. But you can't expand too much. So that applies to us, right? Let's say in the 9 days, but not during Shavuot Shechalmo, we would take advantage of this heter. Right, I get invited. My neighbor, no, it happens. It's clear. My neighbor's making a barbecue because he wants to have fleishiks, but somebody's going to make a siyum there, and he invites me. This is really, you know. So I think the Ramah says in the 9 days, yeah, I don't see why you wouldn't go. You were invited. I don't see why you wouldn't go, even if the siyum. Who knows? But he says, but on Shavuot Shechalbo, you have to be much more careful. Because there for us, you know, the avelus is heavier and more and stricter. So the question again is, so this year, you know, if you get invited.
Right.
So Rav Asher Weiss points out, he doesn't know anybody who paskins these questions. There's a series of questions, including laundry-related questions. But he thinks there's a really good reason. If you're machmir, let's put it this way, the way I see it, if you want to be consistent, if you're machmir with respect to Tisha B'Av of this year on the 10th, meaning you don't employ any kulos for it being a nidcha, then you probably have the right to be mekil during Shvuah Shechalbo and say, okay, I could take advantage of some of the kulos because there is no Shvuah Shechalbo this year. On the other hand, if for whatever reason you want to take advantage of a kula on Tisha B'Av, right? You're sick or whatever, your wife, probably you need to keep Shavuot Shechalbo the week before. Because otherwise those two positions are inconsistent. Right? And so what's fascinating is it's not just the Halacha L'maisa aspect. What's fascinating is it comes back to the original historical discussion. One of the mistakes we make, it's not a mistake, it just can't be avoided, is we learn Halacha separately from Gemara. And separately from sources, right? You know, we do the exact, on this point, shut this off for a second, on this point, the Tzedukim were right. You know, we've become so detached from the original source that we lose track of how the halacha developed over time. So for example, like when I mentioned that the Rav said that during the Holocaust people fasted, you know, 25 hours for all the four fasts. Not, so people are like, that's ridiculous, it's not in Shulchan Aruch, but it's the halacha. The Shulchan Aruch just didn't cover that situation because he paskin for his time. He didn't pass, you know, it doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch that, I don't think, that when Mashiach comes, it's going to be a holiday on Tisha B'Av. That's why he wrote the book. So here too, you know, we're so used to just looking up the halacha, which you have to do, that we lose track of, well, the halacha is different this year. Because originally there was a machlokas whether Tisha B'Av should be on the 9th or the 10th. Now it's true, on some level, you know, you say, okay, but we paskin the 9th. That's all I care about. But the answer is, it's not all I care about. It's true we paskin the 9th. But it wasn't like 100 to 0. It wasn't that the 9th is right and the 10th is wrong. We had to pick a day, and Chazal very reasonably said when they set fire to the Beit HaMikdash, that was really it. Okay, but there was a really good reason to fast on the 10th. Mm-hmm. And to me, like, the most fascinating parts of halacha are when a shita gets resuscitated. Mm-hmm. On the one hand, we pass in the 9th and not the 10th. But on a year like this year, all of a sudden, that halacha comes back to life. Or at least, you see all these instances in which the halacha could have come back to life. And it goes, you know, back to time of Rebbe, where Rebbe said, I would try again to try to get it to the 10th, right? There's much, much more going on. So it strikes me, this is a good example of an area of halacha where the halacha is clear, but if you come with a background, and in this case a historical background, there's much more latitude, and there's much more nuance, and it's much more fascinating.
Okay.
Yi ratzon, that all of this should be theoretical. Yes?
Tishbub's 25-hour fast.
Yes.
So it starts when it's really Shabbos. So you still, the last hour of Shabbos, you're not eating.
Yeah, well, here it's less than an hour, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Some things.
But the idea is, but you're not fasting. We pretend to not be fasting. We're just not eating. Right? And let's face it, if you ate Shal Shuddas close to that time, you're not hungry, you're not thirsty. We really try to make it so that you don't fast on Shabbos. Ah, you're not eating or drinking. Yeah, but I'm not fasting. You know, last night when you slept, were you fasting? No, you were sleeping. Right? Am I fasting now just because Bruce didn't bring cookies for breakfast?
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Sugar, I'm having like sugar
withdrawal.
I might pass out. I'm at breakfast.
But of the five things.
It wasn't in the contract this year.
Of the five things, which apply during that last hour of Shabbos?
All of them. But we pretend that, you know, we're just not doing them as opposed to, because we don't want to have a business of our Hesiod on Shabbos. So, for example, on a regular Tisha B'Av, from Shkia you would sit on the floor. But this year we won't. It's Shabbos. Nothing could be more public available than sitting on the floor. So you have to, you know, we would put on Sunday starting it. This year we won't. Because that's an open statement.
Really?